Journal of the late Barangut, historian. So I discuss the Ramban. So in the Ramban Shita appears that not only the territories that means we have two different Gruim. We have two different Gruim in the Torah. We have Gruim mentioned in Masse. So, and then we have the Gruim mentioned in Dvorim at the end of Eichev and at the beginning of the Sedra Dvorim, Nanon, Arpos. Now the two Gruim do not harmonize with each other. So the question is, what is it? I mean, how can we have two types of Gruim? Now the answer is as follows. That's certainly true according to Ramban Shita. The Gruim in Masei represent the Gruim of those parts of Eretz Yisrael, that was given to Abraham Avinu outright, not only promised, but was given outright to Abraham Avinu. And those parts of Eretz Yisrael that were given outright to Abraham Avinu, and it's Mosek and Gadenu Maviseinu, so that part of Eretz Yisrael, so with Eilu Mitzrayim Mokesh. So these are the Gruim in Masse. Then the other Gruim. So the other Gruim, that is mentioned in Eichev. That covers even territories that are beyond the Gruim mentioned. The Gruim is only higher. Those parts of Eretz Yisrael, the highest Gruim, those parts of Eretz Yisrael that were given out right after the Gruim. But not those parts of those territories that were planned, that were promised to Abraham Avinu. That the Shvuah was made to Abraham Avinu, but was not given out right.
So the name of Moshe Rabbeinu
was not interested in engaging territories that was not given out right to Abraham Avinu, but was only pledged to Abraham Avinu.
So the name of Sichain had cooperated, Moshe Rabbeinu was not a great fighter.
So he
said,
even after he took possession. So he still didn't want to settle on Israel. Why? Because the first task was
to take possession
So even though it was not Avinu, but it wasn't given out right,
so the name is considered not
Nosato, but So this is the
Sutta says
that in Ayar being that Eretz Knoar
is more Kodesh than Ayar. Why? Is Eretz Knoar more Kodesh than Ayar?
Because in Ayar being Rol with Beis Amidosh. In Ayar being Rol with Beis Amidosh. That is the Sutta. The Rabban mentions it here. Now, so we see here that there is a special halacha that the Beis Hamikdash could not be built in Ivaya. My question arises, what kind of a Beis Hamikdash does the Sifrei Zuta have? If the Sifrei Zuta has reference to Beis Hamikdash in general, so how can we say that in Ivaya, that in Ivaya, which is also an artisan, which is also an artisan, which is also an artisan, as a matter of fact, I mean, I wasn't clear, and I might confuse you. In that lecture I pointed out, and it was published, that there are ten targets according to Ramban Yad Yisrael. They are ten territories that was given to Avraham Avinu outright. And then there are certain territories like Zoya, which was not given to Avraham Avinu, but it was promised to Avraham Avinu. So Zoya comes within the Gruim mentioned according to Ramban. Zoya comes
within the Gruim
mentioned in Eichev. Min amor ha avuto una approche alla nora Achen gebuchen. So soon is included.
Within these legs.
Now the question arises, so everybody raises the question against the Ramban. Monefshe, if so you come within the Shvue to Avraham Avinu, so why do we say Suye was not discovered in Bishas Eretz Yisrael? Because the Midanah had no right to become Suye, some of the Paltura Shalach Leka Vashto, but to Elich became Bishas Eretz Narayim. So we shall mean to say that Suye is not even included in the Shvue of Avraham Avinu, all right, so David HaMelech had that Shalach could be in the Kedesh Chutz Loretz. But according to the Ramban, it was included in the Shvue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Avraham Avinu. So, he was, and the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Rashto v'yishavtem bo applies to all the gvulim mentioned in Eike. Minanor ha-godel na-pros ha-nanor ha-dayom ha-achrin yegurchem. So, why do we say something about Tumash Allah Lech v'ashto v'atayolah v'kibuz ha-rayim? So I said that there are three different dargas according to the Ramban. First of all, there are territories that were mitnor outright Avraham Avinu, not just pledged. But Mitno, Lavrom of him. And it's more second than the name say. And then there is Surya. There is Surya that was not Mitno, Lavrom of him, but it was included in the Shvue. So the Mitzvah of the Yorashto, the Yishavtenbo, applies not only to the territories that were given outright, but even to the territories that were not given to Avraham Avinu, but were included in the Shvue to Avraham Avinu. But there is a loche that we are not allowed to take possession of Surya, any territory that was not given outright to Avraham Avinu, just was included in the Shvue to Avraham Avinu, before we have possession of Eretz Kanaan that was given outright to Avraham Avinu. Now, what's the status of Ibrahim according to Ramban? Now, Ibrahim, the Ramban says, so the other Rishayim go on, that Ibrahim is analogous to Sun. In other words, that there was no matone of Ibrahim to Avraham Avinu, but it was included in the Shvue, just like Zoya. But the Ramban Shita is not like that. That's the Shita of the other Shita. But the Ramban Shita is that all of Ibrahim, even Eretz Ruben the God, so was also given to Avraham Avinu. He says, Yerushalayim shel Yisrael, their title, and it was also more second than Ibrahim. Still, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be Kevesh Ibrahim. And the only reason why he was Kevesh Ibrahim is because Sichein refused to cooperate. But had Sichein cooperated and had Sichein allowed the Jews to cross through his land, so then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have taken possession. Why? But it was the Shi. So Mishloim according to the other Rishayim, who say that Zoya is just, that Ibrahim is just an Eretz God and Meor. Eretz God and Ruben. He was just like Zoya. So you understand what the Ramban Shiti is? Or Yerushosom shall Yisrael. That was also included in the Matonet of Avraham Avinu. So we see that even according to the Ramban, they are darges. Even in the Orech and Yitra Avraham Avinu, there are two darges. Eretz Kanaan is better than one darge. And Ibrahim, that was, while it was Yitra Avraham Avinu, represents another darge. So in other words, so there are priorities. So just as there is a loche, that before we are Kadesh, the honor of the people of Avraham Avinu, we are not allowed to be Kadesh any other territory, even though it was included in the Shvue of Avraham Avinu. Let's say, David HaMelech had the challenge again in taking possession of Surya, because all of Eretz Yisrael that was Nikol Avraham Avinu, not just fledged to Avraham Avinu, was not as yet in the possession of the Jews. So yeah, so again, so there are other priorities also. That first we are Kadesh Eretz Kanaan, and only after Eretz Kanaan is now possession. So he says, I flattered the Eretz Tavor, and that's Eretz of Aschol of Edvorah, so that is priority. And before we take possession of Eretz Kanaan, we are not allowed to be Kadesh Ibrahim, even though Ibrahim was also Nikol Avraham Avinu. So there are three dargas. According to some Rishayim, there are only two dargas. And according to the Ramban, there are three dargas. Eretz Kanaan and Nikol Avraham Avinu, and that's the Eretz Tavor, Eretz of Aschol of Edvorah. So that has the priority. We have to be Kadesh first Eretz Kanaan. And then after Eretz Kanaan is now possession, then we are mechuyev to be Kadesh Ibrahim. And after we are Kadesh Ibrahim, then we are ready, we are allowed, and we are mechuyev to be Kadesh Surya. But prior
to the town and all of their clan and all of Ivarian is now held. So then, we are not allowed to behave so.
Well, this is the Rambanshi. But
what he mentioned, this is the Zute. As a Bishop of the
Hall of Bisamidush. And a Yadin Hall of Bisamidush, this is the Zute. This is the Zute learns it out from the Apostle. He learns it out from the Apostle. So from there, the Zute learns
it out from the Hall. Now the question I guess,
what does the Zute mean? That in Ivarian Hall of Bisamidush.
Does it mean Bisamidush in general?
How can we say that even Ivarian is not called Bisamidush? The Bisamidush was built in the Midbar. Midbar is certainly not there to start.
And the Midbar and the Mishkan. The Mishkan also had a din of Midbush. The Mishkan also had a din of Midbush. So we see that there could be Dushas Amidush and Dushas Yerushalayim in the Kutmarets.
The Mishkan was in the Midbar. So you had Machne Shchina, that's like the Azor. You had Machne Levi in the Mishkan, that was the Havayitz. And we had the Machlin Israel, that's like Yerushalayim. So in the Mishkan itself, you had Yerushalayim and Yad HaRabayim and Yad HaZor.
And
that was Yichutz Loret. So we see that there is no second element that the Mikdosh must be built back in Eretz Yisrael. A Mikdosh can be built even
in Yerushalayim.
So the Sifrei Zute obviously has reference not to the Mikdosh in general, but to the Beis HaPrior. In the name of my father, that there are two separate Kedushas. One Kedusha is Kedushas HaMikdosh
and the Mikdosh.
And the Mikdosh and the
Yerushalayim
and the Mishkan also had
Kedushas HaMikdosh.
Gilgal
and Shilei,
Nei, the Gilei,
also had Kedushas HaMikdosh.
But then,
the Beis Elohim down Rio
had the Kedushas Beis HaPrior,
Poyeshe Tokyo.
And the Rambam mentions Tlalochas. One, the Rambam mentions the Mitzvah of Lidli Beis HaMikdosh, Yosel and Mikdosh. The Shachanti B'Seicho,
and then
the Rambam mentions a special passage of Livnei's Shorish Mitzvahs in Israel, B'Chrisos HaLoret, and one of the Shorish Mitzvahs is Livnei's Misatrio.
And then the Rambam mentions another.
So, in other words, it's a special Mitzvah of Misatrio. So once
Yerushalayim was chosen,
then it became a Misatrio.
Yerushalayim and the Harmonia became a Misatrio.
So we cannot say that this is the Zute that learns out from the passage that
in the Vayyad is Hamidosh.
So it has reference to the Hamidosh in general.
The Hamidosh in general could have existed even in the Midbar and Chutzlar.
But it has reference to the Bisaprio.
So it doesn't mean Bisaprio or so. So it doesn't make sense. How could Vayyad be that whole? Bisaprio means
the Haramari, Yerushalayim, the Haramari, you cannot
build the Bisaprio in heaven.
Because that was Nifra, Yerushalayim was Nifra.
So what's the meaning and the significance of the special
Zerazakosu? That the Ivayad and Rol Rebbe Bisamidosh.
So we have to say,
as Pshat Nisif Rizute, and Ramban, so that because there is Aloche, we can be Nisif Aliyah Wal Azorez, so through Yerushalayim, as it was Bisaprio,
there is Bisaprio in Yerushalayim too.
So once Yerushalayim was chosen, so no other city can be Mitkadesh, so that you would be able to eat Kochin Kali. Only Yerushalayim, but you can be Nisif on Yerushalayim. What does the Nisif on Yerushalayim mean?
You extend Yerushalayim.
So you couldn't be Mikadesh, let's say Hevrei, with Kushas Yerushalayim,
but
you could extend Yerushalayim so that all the territory between
Yerushalayim and Hevrei
should be
affected with Kushas Yerushalayim.
That you could do. I mean,
to leave out the intervening between Yerushalayim and Hevrei, Yerushalayim and Shem,
that you couldn't.
But to extend Yerushalayim,
Meisifal Yerushalayim,
you could. So that's not the word.
So you could be Meisifal Yerushalayim,
or not.
So if there hadn't been a special Zerazakosu, that
that Ivra Yarden is not holy with Pinyan Misamidosh, so then you could extend Yerushalayim and the Azore beyond the Erzklan too, beyond the Yard. But there is a special aloche that in the Misamidosh, in Ivra Yarden, holy with Misamidosh, not the Misamidosh in general prior to the Prire of Haram Rio in Yerushalayim, but subsequent to the Prire of Haram Rio in Yerushalayim, so you could still extend the Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Harat Chireh, so you could extend it throughout Eretz Knoam, but not beyond the Yard. You couldn't. It's a special aloch. It's a special aloch that in Ibrayam, some in Mele, Teis Veshiti is, true, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which manifests itself in regard to Mrs. Akwin's Boretz, is one wish. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim in Middosh that manifests itself in Akomas Kobonis in Achivas Kochim Kalim by Hashem is another Kedusha. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim in Middosh is the Kedusha of Mechitis. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in regard to Misakwis Boretz, the Kedusha of the Kibush, of the Chazoke, has nothing to do with Mechitis. Two separate Kedushas. But since Rabbi Yeshua says, Makriv Nachol Pishim Ba'is, and even the Shivim Shana intervened between the Ba'is Rishon and Ba'is Sheni, so we could be makriv, Rabbi Yeshua says. Why? Because Kedusha Rishena is Kitcho Rishaita, the Kitcho Losiglovei. Now, we can be makriv only, and it became a mikdash. Since there is a halochet that in Ibrayav, so even though Ibrayav also has a kedusha, but Ibrayav does not have the same kedusha as the Ramban points out, like the rest of Eretz Knoam. So because of that, it's not only Bisamikdash. So Menele, assuming that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdash as such is Kicholos Iglobe. But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not Kicholos Iglobe. So how could we be Makriv? It became a Mikdash. True that it has that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdash per se is Kicholos Iglobe. But there is a special halacha that in Ibrayam no will be some Mikdash. So that means even Ibrayam, which is also Eretz Yisrael, but it's not on the same level of Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. So as Eretz Knoam. So Mimele, it's not true with Midosh. Allah has come with Hamo Chutz Loret. It's certainly not true with Midosh. So Mimele shouldn't be able to be Makrif Kobanes in the 70 years intervening between the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, if we assume that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael did not inhere in Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, so even in Yerushalayim there was no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So it was not all the Mikdash either. So it couldn't have Dushas HaMikdash either, because there is a special aloche in Beis HaPchire that once Yerushalayim was chosen, so in other words, so Kobones could be Nikrav only in Yerushalayim and in Haram Rio. So that in Rayarden and certainly Chutz Loretz is not only Mikdash. So even though from the point of view of Dushas HaMikdash and Yerushalayim per se, so it's Kidjolos Idlovei, but we shouldn't be able to be Makrif Kobones, because there is a special Zerzakosu that in Ibrayarden, called Shvuchutz Loretz, is not only Mikdosh, so we shouldn't be able to be Makrif Kobones, and still Rabbi Yeshua says that we can be Makrif Kobones, so it's a raya that Rabbi Yeshua holds two things. Not only that the Kedushas Mechitzes of Yerushalayim and Mikdosh per se is Kidjolos Idlovei, but the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which is an entirely different Kedusha, is also Kedushas Idlovei, because there is a special aloche that Beis HaMikdash, once Yerushalayim and the Haram Rio were chosen, there is a special aloche that even Ivra Yarden is not holy Mikdash. Kol Shvuchutz Loretz. Now, what does Teisves? So, what will Teisves Yeshuas do? Now, Teisves says that there's no raya, because Yeshua only says that Makrim Afashim in Bais, that the Kedushas Mechitzes of Yerushalayim and Mikdash is Kedushas Idlovei, but the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not Kedushas Idlovei, so Mele it's Chutz Loretz, that's why the Shvi'is is not Neig, so Mele and Maiseroni can be Neig, that's what Teisves in Shvu'is says. So Teisves holds to, now this is a Sifri Zuke, that in Ibrayav, Rol being at the place of Mikdash, but whereas Teisves in Yevomes holds that the exclusion of Ibrayav, and certainly Chutz Loretz from Binyan from Beis HaMikdash is based upon Kedusha, so the Shita of Teisves in Shvu'is is true, there is a requirement that Beis HaMikdash can only be in Eretz Yisrael once Yerushalayim and Haram Rio were chosen as a Beis HaPchir, so bis am Mikdosh genommen wie bi in Eretz Yisrael. Not the Chutzlar, it's not even in my yard in Mujiz Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't have, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Eretz Yisrael like Eretz Kvan. So according to this, this requirement that a bis am Mikdosh bi in my yard is based upon the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So even in my yard does not have the full Kedushas. As Eretz Knoan does, that the Bishamikdosh should be built in the Vayad. But so Tetzves, in Shavuos old, there is a requirement. Once in Yerushalayim, when the Haramarim were chosen, the Bishamikdosh has to be Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, not the Chutzlaretz, not in the Vayad. But that's not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now there are two separate halachas. Now for example, the Rambam says, Smiche is only made in Eretz Yisrael. Only if the Masmich and the Nismich are in Eretz Yisrael can there be Smiche. But if one of the two is the Chutz Laaretz, so Smiche cannot be defected. So he says, V'chol Oretz, V'chol Aretzes, She'kofshu Elo Mitzrayim, Af Al Pi She'lo Kofshu Elo Bovel, Harim Ke Eretz Yisrael Lo Yezeh. So that means that the king is that Kofshu Elo Mitzrayim, Lo Kofshu Elo Mitzrayim, Lo Kofshu Elo Mitzrayim, so Smiche can take place there. Smiche could take place in Beishon. Even though it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Kedushas Rishayno is Kitcho with Shaitov and Kitcho is Zidove. So it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael has a Shem Eretz Yisrael without Kedushas. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Kipshutei Kimashmoi. That it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Now, you could acquire territory in let's say in Canada too, or in Argentina you could acquire territory. But if Jews would acquire territory, would purchase territory in Argentina or in the United States, they wouldn't have any collective title. Even if all the Jews would join together and they would decide to acquire territory, let's say in Chutz Laaretz, there would only be Shutrim, there wouldn't be any key and glory, any collective title vested in Klal Yisrael, in the Knesset Yisrael. Masha'im ki in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael Murseh Ketz Gedeg Ma'abisenu. So it was given by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, and then Klal Yisrael inherited it from the Oves. So there is collective title. That's the Pshat in Eretz Yisrael Murseh Ketz Gedeg Ma'abisenu. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael is based upon the key and glory of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Knoan, so it is, there is a collective title that the Shem Eretz Yisrael is based upon the Murzekes Gedeinu Ma'abisenu. But in Ivrayav, if we don't say like Ramban, if we say like that Hashem, that Ivrayav Eretz, Ruvain and God was not even given to Avraham Avinu. It was only pledged to Avraham Avinu like Suryim, but it was not given to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, it's not Murzekes Gedeinu Ma'abisenu Ivrayav, it's not Murzekes Gedeinu Ma'abisenu. So, but Ivrayavim also has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. There's no doubt that Smiche could take place in Ivrayavim, not only in Eretz Knoan. So, how did the Shem Eretz Yisrael originate from Ivrayavim? Not according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so the Murzekes Gedeinu Ma'abisenu that applies to Eretz Knoan, applies to Ivrayavim too. But according to the others who hold that only Chodishim et Amnashe is Murzekes Gedeinu Ma'abisenu. But Eretz Ruvain v'God, it's not Murzekes Gedeinu Ma'abisenu. It's not Altimatzi. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it has to the Kibush Rabin. Why does it have Shem Eretz Yisrael in Bayis Rishon? It certainly has Shem Eretz Yisrael. So it has Shem Eretz Yisrael also through Kibush. Because of the Gzeres HaKosuv, Kol Mokim Asher Titrer Bein, Kafrat Lechem, Boi Lochem Nisativ. What does it mean, Boi Lochem Nisativ? Lochem. Klal Yisrael. In other words, that as a result of Kibush Rabin, so collective title become vested in Klal Yisrael. That's the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But there is a distinction between Eretz Knoan and Eretz Ivrayarden, God Ruvain, Eretz God Ruvain. Whereas in regard to Eretz Knoan, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu. And even prior to the Kibush by Yeshua, so it had the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Ben Avisenu, so in regard to Ivrayarden, it doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael originated only with the Kibush by Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a Kibush Rabin. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael is based upon the aloche of Kol Mokim Asher Titrer Bein, Tafrat Lechem, Boi Lochem Nisati. So Mimele, it's the Pshat, according to the Tesves in Shvues, who says that there is no raya from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says, Matrim Nafal Pishim Bayis, that Rabbi Yeshua also holds in regard to Kishos Eretz Yisrael that Kishos Yidlove. Because Rabbi Yeshua only says Kishos Yidlove in regard to Kishos Yerushalayim Mikdosh. But in regard to Kishos Eretz Yisrael, so it's like Kishos Yidlove. So then it will follow that in the 70 years, he paid Kishos Hamikdosh and Kishos Yerushalayim, even though, as far as Kishos Eretz Yisrael is concerned, so Yerushalayim itself, in the 70 years between Bais Mishne and Bais Sheni, had it in of Chutz Loretz. But how could we have Kishos Hamikdosh, the special Zerzakosu, that is the Zutin Bamidbar mentions, that Evra Yarden is not holy with Hamikdosh? If Evra Yarden is not holy with Hamikdosh, so certainly Chutz Loretz is not holy with Hamikdosh. The answer is, whereas according to Tesis and Yevomis, the halacha that Evra Yarden and Chutz Loretz is not holy with Hamikdosh is the halacha that is based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We must have the Kedusha of Eretz Knoam, of the Eretz of Ascholof with Vosh. So according to Tesis and Shmuel, it's not a din of Kedusha. It's something that has to do with the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But there is a distinction between the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eretz Knoam and the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Evra Yarden. The Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eretz Knoam dates back to Avraham Avinu. And Mashiach came, the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Evra Yarden doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu. That is based upon the Kibush Rabin by Moshe Rabbeinu. So there is a halacha in Bia Beis Hamikdosh, that Beis Hamikdosh has to be in that part of Eretz Yisrael, that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because of Mosekes Yadeinu Maviseinu. Not in that part of Eretz Yisrael, that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because of Kibush Rabin, but not on the score of Mosekes Yadeinu Maviseinu. So that's the reason as to why Evra Yarden is not true for Bia Beis Hamikdosh. Masha'in came Yerushalayim and Har HaMeriyot. So even in the 70 years intervening between the Bais Rish and Bais Sheni, so we can say that Rabbi Yeshua holds Lo Kishos Yidlove. So as far as Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is concerned, so Yerushalayim and Amariyo are Chutz Loretz. As far as Kedusha Eretz Yisrael are concerned, they are Chutz Loretz. But as far as Shem Eretz Yisrael, so that had the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael because of Mosekes Yadeinu Maviseinu, not because of Kibush. So Memele, the Beis Hamikdosh could exist in Yerushalayim and Har HaMeriyot, even though it did not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it had Shem Eretz Yisrael. But Tesis and Yevomis hold that the exclusion of Evra Yarden for Bina Beis Hamikdosh is not based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's a raya, the same Rabbi Yeshua who says that Makriv Nachal Pishen Bais, and one could be Makriv in the 70 years in Yerushalayim and Har HaMeriyot. Not only because Kishos was in love, that not only he holds that the Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash per se is Kishos was in love, but even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is also Kishos was in love, because if Rabbi Yeshua's view had been that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael like Kishos was in love, so then Yerushalayim and HaMeriyot in the 70 years would have been Chutz Loretz insofar, and Beis Hamikdosh cannot be Chutz Loretz. There's the drosha of the Sifrisut. What's it? I really intended to give another shia, but you see that I wasn't able. So tomorrow there'll be a very long shia. There'll be a very long shia in Mikvayos, and I intend to finish the whole paper in Mikvayos. The fourth line from the end of Yom. The Yechen and the Savi Damret Avayez, they be Kablim Geiri in the Talmud. So in a certain place, Talmud. So we can't be Kabul Geirin from Talmud. Why? She quotes with Tamun she mamzirin him in Israel she nit mushot. So in other words, many goyim marry, goyim or abodim marry Nuz Israel, and there are many descendants from them in Talmud. So when it says in the Tavim Geirin, it means usually when a goy is Mizgaya, so he's Mutalov in the call. Because in the goy, there is not Shayach Mamzeres. But in Talmud, so many of those in Talmud who are reputed to be goy are actually Israeli. Because they are descendants of Atum Shinoso Bas Yisroel. So in Mele, we cannot be martyred then. To be poor because they are just the guy. Amy come give them umi or maravichanok. But now collapse on my boy in a reckon there. So Xomi Only a kesem of the Bas Yisrael is mitame, but the kesem of the Nochitz is not mitame. There is no tumas nida by Nochitz. So kol aksomim haboyim min harakem teir. Why? Because they are Israel. I mean, because they are goyim. And the Chachomim were not gezer al ksomei kismei yichon. So, the Rabbi Yehuda mitame. Rabbi Yehuda says that the ksomim that come from Rekem is tame. Why? Because many of them, many in Rekem, are really geyri. But they don't know, they are so ignorant. If the shem geyri vitei, bibi la yichovi, is teir.
So what do you mean vitei? Tei means sheimiru doso.
So that was like Yisroel Muri.
But
Yisroel hachal kishachot Yisroel is Yisroel Muna. So meir the kesem is mitame.
Vitei sheimiru doso.
The Goswald is Mayam Shaafal Pishachotu.
Sheimiru is Israeli May.
Israeli. Some male in the Kesem is a Tami. Mipeno Vichovi. But if the Kesem comes from a place where they are going, and exclusively going, that there are no Jews in that city, Shei Yisroel Dorim Shom, so he's there. Vavinambo,
Koposli, Liton.
Mipeno Vichovi. So the Mishnah is the same. Because Mibeno Vichovi. But in the Talmud, he says, Mibeno Vichovi Teir. So in other words, if the Kesem comes from a place
where the inhabitants are
Goyim, are known to be Goyim, so then, the Ksomim are Toy. That means, Apilu Mitalmud. Apilu Mitalmud, because they consider themselves as Goyim. So that means even when the Kesem comes from Talmud, so it's Toya.
So if the Kashi is, so it's a Kashi against Rabbi. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan,
Zei Simeres, Mikablin Gerim Mitalmud. That in other words, that they are considered the Goyim, not as Israel. So maybe they are Migaya from Talmud, so they are Mutalobi Bikor. So it's a Kashi.
Rabbi Yechanan here says,
in Kavlin, Yerim in the Talmudim. And there he says, Eraye, he infers from that vision in Lide, that we Kavlin Yerim in the Talmud. So Rabbi Yechanan says himself, Viriteim, as they say, it's really, Rabbi Yechanan just infers from the Mishnah, that according to the Mishnah, so we Kavlin Yerim in the Talmud.
But he himself doesn't pass him like that.
No, but Rabbi Yechanan, Alochek is the Mishnah. So if Rabbi Yechanan says that from the Mishnah it's mashma that we got Mijir and Talmud, so Rabbi Yechanan obviously passed it like that. So the Gemara says, Amroyin in Ovalim in Rabbi Yechanan. Well, so there are two Amroyin according to Rabbi Yechanan. So Teisa said, Amroyin in Ovalim in Rabbi Yechanan, Ahud is over in the Kabbalah and Gerim in the Talmud, less than Ovalim in Rabbi Yechanan, is the Aloch is the Mishnah. In Amen, Sova, the one who says
that
the one who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in Kavu Yerim
in the Talmud,
so far that when the Mishnah says in the Chovim Teirim, it doesn't mean in the Chovim Teirim a few Talmud, Chut mit Talmud. In Amei Esor, in the Chovim Teirim, we want mit Talmud. Alright. Zal Dimora says, now the Rashi, but in the Talmud, how many love is of Yisrael kind? We come and give it to the Amrinon Yisraeli Mamzerne.
Mamzerne.
So in other words, when the Gemara says, we come and give it, more we come and give it, it doesn't mean that we are not becoming them. Let's say, why shouldn't we be becoming them?
Monefsher, we don't know, it's a Sophic. I mean, not everybody is a Yisrael.
So it's a Sophic. Since many
Jews,
I mean, were Mitume,
well, Nitma,
B'neihem, so B'neile, every reputed goy from Talmud is a Sophic Israel.
And if he is a Israel, he's a Mamzer.
So, why couldn't we be Mikabel then? And treat them like a Jew, the whole body? And Monefshah,
if he's a Jew,
so he doesn't need any Gerus, so he's a Jew, without Gerus.
If he's not a Jew,
so then for Gerus he becomes a Jew. So when Rabbi Yechanan and Samia said that a Mikabel here in Talmud, he doesn't mean we're not Mikabel, we are Mikabel then.
If he wants to be a Jew and to be sure that he's a Jew,
so we carry out Geirus over him. But the Kavli Geirus in the Talmud means that we cannot be martyr in what we become. So if we say, we come here in the town with the queens, so we treat him like any goy who is misguided. So it's not only go. If we say, any come here in the town, so we still can be recovering, but we cannot treat him like a goy, like a regular goy who is misguided who is not only go. Because it will still be also what we become. All right. We come with my kind of world. Why we come with not? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that in Talmud we cannot be recovered? Why? Because there is a Sofik Mamzeres of the Anshi Talmud. So why is there a Sofik Mamzeres? Tweet about Rabbi Yochanan Nisam. Chadoma Mishimara Shleimei Vechadoma Mishibnis Yerushalayim. So Chadoma Mishimara Shleimei Shenosu Beis Yisrael Vecheska Seish. I don't know why the Mach and Rashi is here. Machma Seish and the Bach corrected it. Vecheska Seish. The Cheska Seishon, why did the Bach correct that? What's wrong with the words in Rashi in our text? Shemosu Bnei Yisrael Machma Seishon. So he corrected it. The Cheska Seishon. In other words, because if we see that, so the Bach wanted to defend the honor of the Bnei Yisrael, because if we are there in Rashi, Shemosu Bnei Yisrael Machma Seishon, so that means that the Bnei Yisrael themselves were no good. In other words, they got married to them, they agreed to get married to them. Why? Because they were rich, they were affluent. So in order to protect their covenant, so Rashi, I mean the Bach, makes a correction in Rashi, and he says, Shenosu Bnei Yisrael v'cheska Seishon. It's not that the Bnei Yisrael were delinquent and corrupt, and they wanted to get married to the Abishrael. They didn't want. But on account of the fact that they were rich and they had a lot of, they were very arrogant, so they forced them into marriage. Becheska Seishon. With the chazoke, with the force of the richness and wealth. In other words, not with their consent. But they married the Bnei Yisrael, the Avdi Shlemei, married the Bnei Yisrael against their consent. That's the reason as to why the Bach made the correction here in Rashi. Shenos the Bnei Yisrael, Becheska Seishon, Vidogin Shom Becheska Seishon. Vikosova, so then they had children, and Vikosova, even Kehobi Meved Abu Abbas Yisroel Avlad Mamzer. So since the first offspring, so were Mamzerim, so then all the Davis, all the generations are Mamzer. Had a Mamzer. Alright. And they lived in town. Alright. Yeah. So, Chato Mamishwab Bishwab, the Chato Mamishwab Bishwab. So what is it? The one who says we should base Yerushalayim. So what happened? Rabbi 12,000 men. Yeshita Alfika Stuit, and 6,000 of those who are trained in using an arrow. The Chadoma Treza Alfi Gavreel Minaye Yeshita Alfika Stuit. In other words, the 6,000 Kastuye are included in the 12,000 men. Bishor Shenichnus Velichon Mehichol, Hakil Nifna Al Kesem Zov, Yehi Nifna Al Nesi Yerushalayim, Shenema Anoshim Yitzianinu Psuiz Boriud. So in other words, again, so that is the historical basis for what it means. So in what way does it differ from the Mandoma who says Mishmat Yisraelim? Because according to Mandoma Mishmat Yisraelim, it's a case of Eved Abba Bas Yisrael. According to the one who says Bnei Yerushalayim, so it's not the meaning of Eved Abba Bas Yisrael, but Akum Abba Bas Yisrael. But it's the same Shaila. The one who says that Akum Abba Bas Yisrael is Abba Mamzer, or says that Eved Abba Bas Yisrael is Abba Mamzer. The one who says that Eved Abba Bas Yisrael is Abba Kosher, so he says Akum Abba Bas Yisrael is Abba Kosher. Alright. Mishibnei Yerushalayim, we come in Porsche of Yerushalayim, the Chopono, Kishibohu, Kichobim, Vinos, Orgas, the Mandoma, Mishibnei Yerushalayim, Ma'i, Tashtuye, Mishrikash. Omar Rav Shmuel Barachmei, Omar Rav Yenis, Posik Zeh, Sa'arei Omomre, Na'aro Yisi Gamzekam, Manom, Ile Mekuche Brichu, Mikne Zikne Kalei. So certainly could not have gone to Mr. Kodesh Bo. Well, Dovid Amrei, he said it in respect to himself, because he's gonna hide. I mean, he only lived 70 years. Ella Shmami no Sarajevo number. Sarajevo number. I mean, there's a discussion in Texas as to whether that Sarajevo is the Tatran or it's not the Tatran. But anyway, Sarajevo represents, I mean, the Sisoya at the end of the Spanish and Civil Ocean. So he says that Sarajevo, whether it's the Tatran or not the Tatran, Sarajevo is symbolic of the laws of nature, of the cosmos. So in other words, so he says, now he becomes a county. Now he becomes a lazy tzadikness, or in other words, that somehow, so the Hashgoche manipulates within the framework of nature without violating the laws of nature. So the Hashgoche manipulates that the righteous person should not be a bad. Should not be a bad. Sometimes, I mean, you have a few exceptions. So either Ben Ezra was an exception, I mean, he was a tzaddik and he never had panose. I mean, he never was able to make a living. But generally, so now he becomes a county, so the Sarajevo, in other words, in accordance with the laws of nature. So, and the Sarajevo is symbolic of the laws of nature. So in other words, the Hashgoche, it's Hashgoche Tivis, it's not the Hashgoche Nisis. That the Hashgoche manipulates, that the righteous person should be able to make a living. After all, I mean, this is a miracle itself. This is like a corrupt person, an immoral person, who tries to take advantage of everybody and to step on everybody's feet. So, I mean, so he's successful in his struggle, you know, to make a livelihood. But a righteous person who is afraid to trespass upon another person's property, who is afraid to infringe upon the rights of others, so b'derech hateva, he should not even be able to make a living. Because there are so many corrupt people in the world who will take advantage of it and who will exploit it. So how is it that righteous people are still able to survive? To survive? So the answer is, that's the Hashgoche. Now Roisi comes a county. We will Roisi tzadik nera. Roisi tzadik nera. In other words, it's not the survival of the strongest or the survival of the fittest, but it's the survival of the best, not the survival of the strongest. Mm-hmm. I remember when the Second World War broke out, so then Huxley, who is a grandson of the one, you know, of the famous Huxley who was together with Darwin, propounded the theory of evolution, his grandson, and he was also an apostle of the theory of evolution, and to Huxley, to Professor Huxley, who was a known English scientist, so the theory of the revolution was, you know, like a new religion. I mean, in other words, they were ready to be marketing the whole world for the theory of evolution. So he sent a letter to the scientists of Germany, who supported Hitler, and a special letter to Planck, the known physicist. So, and who also supported Hitler's policies. So in that letter he wrote, how can you expect to win the war? To win the war, I mean, against the Allies. Against the Allies, against Britain, and Russia, and America. So he says, don't you know? He says, you all believe in the theory of evolution. I mean, that was inconceivable. I mean, that one should not believe in the theory of evolution. So you know that the basic proposition in the existence of the world is the concept of the survival of the strongest. So then an answer came from the German scientist, and a very good answer. So he says, we all believe in the survival of the strongest, but why do you assume that Britain is the strongest, Germany is the strongest? So in other words, there was only machlekes in regard to Yitzias. There was no machlekes in the strongest has to survive. The question was, who is the strongest? Whether Hitler Yimachnei is the strongest or Churchill is the strongest. But everybody was made it. Everybody was made it. All the scientists were made it. That the strongest has to survive. I mean, this is at the core of all the trouble that takes place in our whole world. So, in other words, that they think that the basic principle in the survival of the world is the concept of the survival of the strongest. But this is what Gemara says. Plus exists our ilmomre. In other words, the basic law of nature is not the survival of the strongest, the fittest, not the one who can best adjust himself to all the corruption that exists among the people of the world. But the basic principle is the survival of the righteous, not the survival of the fittest and the strongest. So that's what Rabbeinu means. Plus exists our ilmomre. Now we see comes the county. Man omri le mikuche brichol mikne zikne kamei, ale dobi domri mikoshi kolai, ale shimamino sar le ilo. Om vi omar ab shmuel ban achmei, omar ab jeles, mai dich si vio da... Vi hef sakei yo, filati, to ziadus, to the Jewish people because of this prohibition against Amin and Ahab, so you saw the baby. Kilo ad Hashem Yaakov, Kilo to, omar ab, ki vi hamanye, nifum naar, והמן יבהם יבוא ממנו, ומכיר עם יבני פום נערד את יפה תבואי, שהם ישראל אני. אומר רב יהודה, אומר רבא, וככובים שקידש בזמן הזה, חיישי של רגדוש, שמו מעשרת השבוטים. Now, it is, I mean, many say, I mean, it's not mentioned in Chazal in any place, but many say, and of course the Sefer of Eldad Adoni, so according to that, the Aseret HaShvotim, on the contrary, was superior to the other Jews. I mean, that they never got assimilated. From this Gemara, the opposite appears to be the truth. Now what the Gemara says, if it's Jehovim Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh, Chayv Shishil Yitushin Shemo Maaseret HaShvotim. Now, so it doesn't mean HaShvotim, that all the Aseret HaShvotim became assimilated, Chas v'Sholem. But because Gemara says in Erech that even those Sancheiret had taken the Aseret HaShvotim into exile, but then Yirmiyahu Herzion, not all of them, but a great portion of the Aseret HaShvotim, Yirmiyahu brought them back to Eretz Yisrael, and Yishiyahu HaMelech Molech Aleihem. Yishiyahu HaMelech Molech Aleihem. And you see that, I mean, from Ezra, because in Ezra it mentions those who went to Eretz Yisrael, so it's mentioned from this Shevet, from that Shevet, from all that Aseret HaShvotim. How were they able to go after Eretz Yisrael from to immigrate into?
Letters to the die Stadt der Chida, in die Stadt der Chida, the top match with the second part of them,
who live in those places, and
Seymour points out, maybe he is a descendant from the bodies of that Sarah Pashwani. So he is in his throat, but he's a few days ago. All right. Well, come to Paul, who is the Paulie? Why should we hate him at all? Most going, most of those who are reputed as going are going. There might be in Spain, there might be a number of reputed Spaniards who are really Jews because of the Moranos. But most of them, most of those who are reputed as going are going, so you have to go. So you have to go for the walk from the Polish group, the Polish. The Gemara says we took the decree. Now here there is a machlokes, again between Rashi and Tosfos. First of all, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to the Pshat and Rabat. So Rashi says that the Rabat was in motion of Jesus coming because of Abu Khadi Shiodo, Israel, Havad Mamza, the Chesh Shem Shemam. The Chesh Shem Shemam. So that's one thing. Tosfos says no, that it means that we are Chesh Shem descending through the Kohen. And Rabat is friendly on this fact that the story how it bumped out door and starts. Then there is a machlokes. Gemara says, we took the Shriya, so Rashi says, we took the Shriya, we have heard the Shwati, we hold the Buah, we have the Lech, 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 so, now in the places where the counter says, so they just say, no, we took the Shriya, we have the Lech, we have the Lech, we the Lord, so not because, he says, because in those places there was a rob of Asher HaShwati, not according to Rashi, since we were just in those cities mentioned in the Lochi, so we know that they were there. Other cities, so we don't even know when they were there. But in those cities, we know that they were there. So the melee is considered Kavua, even if most of the inhabitants in these cities are going. According to Rashi, he says no. If most of the inhabitants are going, so even though we know that they are there, so it's not the one. It's not the one. But it means you I have a Ruben Master as well. Do it with the Pierre de Quince. You should be Hong Kong Guachi Master Mercedon. He was renewed a book on the Polish. The Ruben Polish, so we see from the Gemara. In other words, where the Bad Gifoy was Nansom. And we don't know from whom she was Nansom. Whether she was Nansom from someone with Kosher Likune or from someone with Kosher Likune. So the Gemara says, the Mahami came to the Nivellet. So we say, call the Polish Mehuda Polish. Call the Polish Mehuda Polish. But I'm saying that the Nivellet didn't come to the Baal. So if the Nivellet came to the Baal, so then it's Kavua. But if the Baal came to the Nivellet, so then we applied our Loche of call the Polish Mehuda Polish. Even though we know that city they are true, Kuna, they are Mamzerin, Amin, and there is a Giramini in the Avi, we know that in the city there are a number of men who are possibly Kuna. Still, if all the Mir and the boy is a veil, Kaper and the Bellas, so it's my Daloche of Kuna 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 Kuna. So, mainly, why does Rashi say, we took the decrees in those cities where we know that they were there, that Rashi was more there. But still, we should still apply the aloche of Kol Kol Mehuda Polis, so that's why Tosfos explains this, the Yuchtaya has a Rube Maaser of Atos. Alright, now. The Omar Rabba, so the more you get there, we took the Shri, the Omar Rabba Beba Tahan, by Yoche, by Yimchen, the Chalach, the Chabu, the Agoizen, the Rimoda, the Chalach, the Chalose, the Chabu, the Chabu, the Agoizen, the Kizek, the Ramada, the Chamdom, the Chavutel. The Amro, the Zul, Mia, the Chavutel. Chavutel, ma'am? Omar Shmuel, Krach, Moishe, Chitke, Vidum, Kadir. I mean, the summer. So these are the cities, the towns, where the Aseret HaShvati is set. Omer Rabbeinu, Vichulon Lissan, Ki Amrite Kamer Yishmuel, so what do you mean, Chulon Lissan? So that to get such the Mashal, changes the gift. Now, we say, Rubo Mamzerim, Shemit Meyu Aseret HaShvotim Beid Eskichodim Uvnei Marim Ki Yisrael Vineig Benisa Mamzer Vihein Loi Nizahu Vinosu Ze Achei Tse Yolbitei Varei Mamzer. So the Rosh means, Rubo Mamzerim, Shemit Meyu Aseret HaShvotim Beid Eskichodim צורך למה? מי זה עשרת השבועות במיוחדים? וואי צורך למה? בגלל החליט לי לעשרת השבועות עם באיזה תיכודים. זאת הלוך יהיה, זאת לא דוקי מייסו, זאת שיר נגוי. מה שייך לצאי לחול ומניקצות? מה שייך שום נגוי? למה הוא פסול למון גוי? גוי זה גוי, אני מפיס נסייה לכאן. אין ישראל אלא ישראל כושר. So, אם אתה רואה שאתה יודע איזה נוער, הוא יתרבט. יתרבט, אני אתחיל כאן לדין הכל דרש. אבל אני אגיד לכל, אבל זה תרד איתי, זה יתרבט, זה יתחיל כאן לדהול דין. זה ישראל לעבור על עקום. זה הוא יתרבט כדי, זה יתחיל כאן לדין. אורי, so, אם בגלל תרבט, אורי צריך שאני מושבות בזה. אין רק שכנסת, אז אורי, בוא, this is רבי יחנן, רבי יחנן. רבי יחנן, says so many words. In the second period, that Chokhimu, that Bilcho Habo Mine Berskichovim, Bilcho Habo Mine Israel, it's called Bilcho, the same thing as Shmuel. When Bilcho Habo Mine Berskichovim called Bilcho, but no. So Rabbi Eichel and that Chokhimu himself mentions that Aloche, that if it is Yisroel Habo Al Akum, so then the child is a Goy. If it's Akum Habo Al Israel, so the child is a Yisroel. So how can you say that? All right, now after Israel. All right. But Rabbi Eichel is, is certainly not Chilik on the Din. That's why we change, okay, we correct the text in Rashi. He says, Rubo Magneri, Shemitli u Pnei Zateret HaShvot in the Yisrael Chobit. U Pnei Amarim Ki Yisrael. Vinei Ben Yisrael Mamderet. Vei Uemi Zahru, Vinosu Zeh Achei Teh Zitei Varim Mamderet. In other words, why does Rashi say Vinosu Zeh Achei Teh Zitei? Rashi could say, Monashah, if we are Chishim, that many of the Pneis HaTeret HaShvot, that many of the Pneis HaTeret HaShvot, that many of the Pneis HaTeret HaShvot became married, going and their children, so what are the children Jews? So, they are Mamzerim, because Akum Veret Abba Abba Tisroel Abba Tosha. Why does Rashi have to say, Amin Abba Mamzer? So why does Rashi say, the Engel Nidaru Vinosu Zeh Achei Shei Zeh Kivari Mamzerim? Because Rashi holds that Chavkot is Rav Dichanen, holds that according to Rav Dichanen, Jesus discusses that, when Rav Dichanen holds Akum Lev Lava Tisroel Abba Tosha, Abba Akum Lev Lava Tisroel Abba Mamzer. So apparently Rashi holds that Rav Dichanen holds, according to Rav Dichanen, Akum Veret Abba Abba Tisroel Abba Tosha, the Rashi Mamzerim. So the Mele, Rashi couldn't say, this is Rav Dichanen, or Rav Dichanen Zechu Omit Tu. So he says, Chuba Mamzerim? Shemitlu Ad Leit Atzeret Ashwad Ben Yichovim. But that in itself does not explain us why Rabbi Yichanan says they are Mamzerim, because if Rabbi Yichanan himself holds that Akum Ve'eret Abba Abba Tisroel Abba Tosha, that's the way you pass him, that is not a Mamzer. So Abba Tosha. So why are they Mamzerim? Because they were Jews, but they considered themselves as Goyim, so they were the exit by Goyim. Now, Goyim don't have any Jewish, so it was Mutter. For them to marry the sister and the bath, all right, today, so most civilized countries, there is a war against Jesus. But in those days, so the Goyim did not refrain from marrying a sister or the bath, from consummating they did not refrain from consummating an incestuous marriage. So the Mele, they killed and they were Jews, but they did not consider themselves as Jews, they considered themselves Goyim, and they acted like Goyim. Some in Mele, many of their children are Mamzerim, because they are the offspring of incestuous marriages. This is how Rashi explains. Omer Rabbi Yechem Yechulon Lich, Yamrite Kamed Yishmuel, when I mention, because when Rabbi Yudah mentioned before Shmuel, what Rabbat is saying, the Rish Chom Shikid Yishmuel Azeh, Yishchei Shum Yishmuel, Shem Adar Mashvot Imu, so Omer Lein, Bincho Havot, מישראל תורבים בין חבו מנסוחות תורבים כל עובנו אל עובנו. So in other words, so we do not have to, so what do you say, what is will say? You don't have to be rigid for the Neyater HaShvotim who marry Goyes, because their descendants are lost to call them royal, they are not Jews anymore, they are Goyes. So in any way, when the Goy is Mishabim Raze, even in the places where the Aseret HaShvotim settled, so we don't have to be Chesh Yisrael Kishon.
Because he's certainly not Jewish. Why? Maybe he's a descendant of the Bnei Atzeret Ashot who married Goyim. So they too are Goyim. But Gemara, Goyim Kibonet, no lie. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is maybe this one from this the town. So from the town where the Atzeret Ashot is settled. So maybe he's a descendant of the Bnei Atzeret Ashot who married Goyim. So I right? So you don't worry, you have no problem with that. Because that kind of a descendant is a Goyim. But maybe he's a descendant of the Bnei Atzeret Ashot who married Goyim. So then he's a Jew. So maybe the Jewish is a good Jewish. Wait a minute. The Omar, Rabbi is Mamino, the Bitra, a woman is calling for Bincho. The Gemara says, Mire, the Bante da Udore is Tarui in Star. Is Tarui in Star. In other words, there is no Shoshe for left. It is a certain person is a descendant of the place of Torah Tashwatin who got married to Goyim. Because the Bnei Atzeret Ashot became self-bound. So the Mele, so maybe they couldn't have descendants. The only possible descendants would be the descendants of the Bnei Atzeret Ashot who married Goyim. They are Goyim. Ike Damre, Kamrit et Amri Shmuel. Omale, Goyzozo Mishom, Asho Osu Meshichot Imo. In other words, even if they hadn't become bound, and even if we know that it's certain, that a certain boy is a descendant of the Atzeret Ashot, of the Bnei Atzeret Ashot, who married Goyim. So he's a Jew. Originally they were Jews, but now they have a din of Goyim. They don't have the status of Israel. When those of Mishom at the Osum is from his morning, Shenema Vadishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorin Yolot. Zorin. So what does it mean? So it means that even the descendants of the Bnei Atzeret Ashot who should have been Jewish, they don't have a din of Israel either. Because of the special Kriyas Sakoto, Vadishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorin Yolot. Now, this is important in Asia. In order to show you the Hadishah, so obviously, it's the magic being one of the Dini Ator. The Gemara says many times, because if you say, if you have to show the magic, and you have to put you a magic, they are not going to show you the Hadishah, and you have to show you the Hadishah, and you So, it's one of the Dini Ator. The question is, what kind of a Dini is implicit here? But Hashem Bob, who keep on his own order. When I learned whom, I mean those who want whom she is. So I explained this to them. But I'll mention it again. Now, in the Gap, we find that expression, Rizotum Shomashotum and Chodesh Murim, in two places. We find it here in the Gap, the descendants of Atzeret Ashot, and we find it in Chul, Tavol, Zion there, in the Gap Likud. So, Rizotum Shom, the Rizotum Shom, Abam, and Rabah say, the Kutin, even though we pass through the Kutin here, and the thing is the Samaritans, the Shomron, that's the Kutin. So even though we pass like Mandoma, the Kutin here and the same, so they are Israelis. But the Zayre Shalabat, the Tini Shalabam, and the Rabate, Moizozom Shom, Ashu Osum, the Chobimu. But so we find the same expression. We find the same expression. Moizozom Shom, Ashu Osum, the Chobimu. Ashu Osum, the Chobimu. The same expression. But they are the demonic of his mention, the Kutin, by Shem Bob, the Kutin, the Kutin, for the first step of Rizotum Shom Ashotum, the Holy Morning, that we find, in the morning. Now, in regard to Kutin, for that time, when we learned home, I mentioned that there is a Machlikes Rishet. Now, Kutin, Rizotum Shom Ashotum, the Holy Morning, so there are some Rishet who say that they have a Dima Baku, only the home, but not the Kutin. In other words, you cannot eat their yayin, you cannot eat from their shrike, even prior to the takone, so you allow things of the shrike if he is oil within it on Gabayim, or he is in the Michnav. So the only shoshim was, maybe he doesn't check properly, but if he is oil observed it, and observed them, how the shech, the behemoth, that he saw, he took notice of the fact that the moshech and the behemoth properly, so then it would have happened to them. But subsequent to the takone, it's like the Shrita Dachl, the Hunger.
Oh, what happened to it? Oh, even it. So the Mechaber in Chetribi passed that the Aloche of the Gavikutim, he doesn't so much also the Hakum, he's only the Chumre. What happened to it? What happened to it? The Shach is held. The Shach is held. And the Shach says that from Ikutim you're allowed to borrow Ribis and to lend Ribis. Either way. In other words, to take Ribis from Ikutim. So if we say that there is no Easter Ribis, against the Mumre, all right, so even if the Kutia is a bit of soil, but they have a bit of Mumre, so it's Muta. But to give Ribis to the Mumre, you're certainly not allowed. There's a Machoik regime that whether you're allowed to take interest, to take Ribis from the Mumre, but say the lack of it. But to give Ribis to the Mumre, you're certainly not allowed. So the Mechava Pasun, that we're not allowed to take, to give Ribis to a cuisine, and whether we're allowed to take, so that's only the Machleke Rishen, as to whether it's muta to take Ribis from Umer, and the Shach says that you are allowed to take and to give, he's a god. And he mentions the Peirush HaMishneh of the Rambam. The Peirush HaMishneh in Yide says that the subsequent to the Nakonek of Rizoto Mishomacho, to Melichon is moving, So the Kutis is not becoming too much meat. So we see, so that's Rikule. So the question arises, Rishoyim, according to the Mechaber, that we don't know if Rikulim is only Mechumre, all right, that's according to Chachomim, my whole other account. But according to the Shach, and that's the Shach of the Raman, there is a mission, that now Kutim have a din of going, even Rikule. So, why? But they have been wrong says that prior to the best of Rabab and Rabate, they have been of Israeli. So how could the Chachomim be mafkiyah in Israel? That's not Chaya. So, we have to say, as a matter of fact, I think that the Rabbi Yohan is wrong, that because of the same party, by the Shem Bogdu, people in Zorin Yolodu, but the Shem Vogdu, before he's going to Yolodu, that the Gemara mentions in connection with that Aseret HaShvatim, so the same party is relevant to Kutim. But by Kutim, there was a special taconomy. So we have to say that here, we got the according to the Peirush HaMishneh of the Rambam, and the Shach, he passed it like Rambam. So we have to say that here too, it's not, the question is this, over there in Chum, Tavon, when the Gemara says that this year is Shog Abraham and Rabate, who was going to Zodi, after also came to Chum and Murim, so there it means that prior to the Takone, they were having been of Israel. But, subsequent Takone, they have been of God. What's the Pshat here? The same expression. So that means, where it also means that the Chachomim, in a certain generation, were mistaken, that the Aseret HaShvatim, the descendants of the Aseret HaShvatim, should have a din of going, and somehow the Chachomim have that care to be mafkia this is Israel, or the Pshatim we go to here is that the Chachomim just declared the Aloche. Not that they were mistaken in Mutakon. They just declared the Aloche. When Zodom is Shama, Zodom is Chachomim moving that way, they just declared they were mifare of the din at all. That the Aseret HaShvatim who became Mishma, the Nagoyim do not have a din of Israel. They never had a din of Israel. They were only about Aloche. Not that it was in Yudakon. So if we start there, that the Rambam who says in the Tamishne Lide, that the Kutim have a din of Goyim, even with Kume, and there is no Tamishne, and there are three Tamishne Lide, and they have to be treated like Goyim, the Chabad Vov. So, and that originated from the first Yudakon. So obviously, this party implies, and this is what the Karameo, this is only though we discuss this connection to the Kutim, but this is what the Karameo means. So, this party implies, according to the Rambam Zeus HaMishneh, that the Chachomim is the best in Hezekiah to be Mashiach, the Kedushat Yisrael, of all those who tell the Jews who were obeyed by the Shem. That was the best in the Mashiach, to be Mashiach, this is Israel, of a good Jew, that's not. But to be Marcia bez nagodu, chabał. Herbicejach, to be Marcia de Pisces is oil, ze Panishenbo, and that is implicitly the Nakodu. Panishenbo, so then they can become Bonzo. How do they become Bonzo in the Pisces is oil is Poka? In the Nakodu Kakodu. So that's one of the Dileato. The best is just as there is a Woker, the Bernesia. I mean, yes, you have your best lack of them, but you don't have to say about so business, the chaos, the mafia, the vicious disloyal of those who were mixed up in who became completely assimilated. Who is Banishenbo. So in many ways, but the vicious disloyal will not be brought up by itself, only if there is a connect home, if there is a connect rest in the first. So here too, who is brought to Michonne? At first, they were treated like this. But then the Chachomim decided that they deserve that the Christian Israel should be focused on them, because after they noticed that for several generations they were completely assimilated and that they deported themselves completely like going to the Chachomim were attacking the Christian Israel should be focused. So the mainland Christian Israel is focused. And the same thing was done by the Zinish of Rabban and Rabate in regard to the Kuzi, yes.
We should say that really the starting point is like the Parshish and Rambam that was only starting to see it, but he came like closest to it by a duo.
Yeah, of course we can say that, Shah. But you cannot say that in regard to the Kuzi. And still the Rambam says, if there's a mission in the Kuzi, then we're not going
to him. Like closest to it by a duo, he can prove it wasn't out of the Sakharite. It was just lower than the people. But just over there also doesn't mean that.
No. Who was the Sakharite? Who was the Sakharite? It's not clear. But regarding Kushin, you cannot say they just misfired our work. Because the Kushin, prior to the Takome, had been of Israel. But then, the Takome was misfired. So maybe it's misfired there, that is the same hour. In the same hour. Now that's wrong, Shah. And that is probably the Rambam Gershami. And the Shachti. The Shachti. But the Miri, in the moment, he says, he mentioned the Shimon Sanhedrin in the moment that if a Shumet was the Kaddish and Nisho, so the Kushin is nothing. And even though the Gemara says in the moment further that the Oil Mume are the Kiddish Kush of Kushin, so that is reference only to the Oil Mume who did not officially, was not officially eaten of all this oil. Just even on his own. So he don't bring the Oil Mume. So that kind of the Oil Mume who did not convert themselves openly. So Bishop Dush, so it means Bishop Dushoy is not Baka. Mashaikin and Shumet Mamet, one who was used in Holy Israel, who embraced another faith, or who declared that he is not a Jew. So that kind of it, well, of your sort, Mishaikin called that kind of Mumea, Mumea Shiyot from the Holy Israel, because there is another kind of Mumea, Mumea Shiyot from the Holy Israel, but he was never used in Holy Israel. He didn't officially openly say he's not a Jew. So but the Mumea Shiyot from the Holy Israel, who converted himself, so then it was the Kaddish and Nishos and the Christian is not a Jew. And why? Because of the Aloche, but the same God do keep on his own in the Lord. In other words, so that is the Gezer Takotu, that the Jew who declares himself as a God, so he is a Jew. But most of the same Achelet Alekhi. Most of the same Achelet Alekhi. And most of the same say, that even Mishumet Mamesh, who was gazing upon Israel, if he was the Kaddish and Nishos, so the Kedushin is fishing for. The Miri, I think, in Kedushin, has not mentioned the same shite, but in a modified form. You see, the Miri in Yuvomet, from the Miri in Yuvomet, it's much more that a Mumer, who was raised as a Jew, and then he converted himself. And if he's the Kaddish and Nishos, so the Kedushin is not able. Another Miri, I think, in Kedushin, so he says that the one who was raised was Leilad and raised as a Jew, and then he converted himself, so his Bishop Yisroel is not one. His Bishop Yisroel is not one. But if, let's say, someone was a Muslim, and then he married also a Jewish woman, who also is a Mishamet, and then they have their children. Their children, so the father and the mother are both born Jews, but they both became Mishamet. And then they had children who were born to them, the Yusuf, after the Shema. So if their child will be Kaddish and Nishos, is that child will be the county commissioner, so the question is nothing. So it's a little different than the Miri in the wallet. Now, again, what's the rationale for that Miri? Again, it's based upon the Sakotu, but the Shem Bogdu keep on his own wardu. But that Miri holds that Peter Sakotu has reference only to a case, to a Israel who has meat Babinaku, who is considered an Israel as Babinaku if he was born a Jew. To his parents, his own children, and then he became a Mishumet. He cannot be considered as meat Babinaku, but only one who is born to Mishumoni. So that kind of Israel can be considered as meat Babinaku. So, such a Jew, so the Jewish Israel is born. Now, I'll have to give you a short share. After the Gemara, we have to finish the appearance here. We're after the Gemara, we have to speak about it also. Yosef, Rav Yudayin Nomad Aleph. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achere, the Rav Kame. Yosef, Rav Kame, Kame, the Rav Yude. Yosef, Ikoma. Asid in Yisroel, the Abdi, Yim, Etove, Kichor, Vetam. That's the strange Gemara. In other words, the day when Talmud will be destroyed, so will be younger now. It cannot be understood simply because Talmud has Ksurim. I mean, Mamza Talmud Chochem is Kedem with Ingod Lamore. So as far as brotherhood is concerned, so there is not any less obligation of brotherhood to a Mamza than to one who is not a Mamza. So how can we make a Yomtev just because the city that has many Ksurim it was destroyed. But now, while we don't know about the identity of Talmud, I mean, the Jewish Italians don't know what Talmud is, where Talmud is. Now, I have a map. So that map has all the cities that you want to mention, but Talmud is not mentioned, because no one knows what Talmud is. We don't know. Sometimes we'll find out. But right now, we don't know what Talmud is. But it seems, it appears, that Talmud, of course, number one, Talmud has many Ksurim, has many Mamzerim. But the Mamzerim, the abundance of Mamzerim in Talmud is not originally just in its tragedy. I mean, that was deliberate. It seems that Talmud was the city where certain elegant Jews, I mean, who were the offspring of mixed marriages, forced mixed marriages. So they tried against the consent of the Jewish women, you know, to convert and to be ma'abir them alada. So the mamzeret, the abundance of mamzeret in Talmud was not just accidental. I mean, it was deliberate, and the kavone was to be each other here. And because of that, so the Gemara says, "Achidin Yisroel de'avdin le'inatoveh k'chor v'tam." Not because the Ksurim, but because that was the center of assimilation, where descendants of Jews through mixed marriages, Ma'asayach u'machivayach minich yiseyu, tried to convert the Jewish people. And that influence of Talmud, I mean, was transplanted in other cities, as the moral mention, I mean, it's a whole revolutionary project. Alright. So, I see the soil that the Metovet, the Chorvet town, Vokharvet, Vokhori, it was destroyed already. So, the moral says, Hai Tamud Avat. That the one that was destroyed already the Tamud, not Tamud. Chavash Yoma, Hai Ne Talmud, Hai Ne Tamud. When one end of Talmud was destroyed, so another corner was rebuilt. The Chorev Mahaydi said, Oisiv Mahaydi. Yosef Rav Amnune came to Ule, so Rav Amnune was sitting before Ule, because Havi Bishmai. And Rav Amnune was engaged in learning how to makshe. He was raising certain questions. Omar, so Ule says, Magavre or Magavre, you have the help in the makshe. In other words, Rav Amnune is such a great man, such a great person, such an Adam Godel. But one thing about him. He's from the city of Harpagne. And that's what's wrong with that? Harpagne? Harpagne also had many stories. Harpagne, but he didn't mean Harpicholen that there was a chash. The chash against Rabbanune, maybe himself, Harpicholen was the person. But he just mentioned such a great person. Such a great person, and but he comes from the city where there are many Psurim, and as we see, the Psurim is not. The fact that there are Psurim, that was not mentioned, Lignai, but it was, why were the Psurim? Because this was, Harpagne acquired many Psurim in an evolutionary process from Talmud. So, the Harpagne matter, he's sitting in the Harpagne, Irti. So Rav Amnune was embarrassed. He told him so. Omalei, Ketzer Galgalte Leheche Yadis. Now everyone had to pay a hetek. So he had to pay the hetek to the ruler of the city from which he came. But otherwise, even if somebody, because that was the law, I mean, in the Babylonian city, in Zman Chazal, that even if somebody moved out from his native town, but he still had to pay the tax to the ruler of his native town, even though he moved to a different town. So he asked him, in other words, so in order to know where his native town was, so he asked him, where do you pay the hetek? The hetek, Kesef Galgalte Leheche Yadis, Omalei Lefunah. So in other words, that means that he made a mistake. Ule made a mistake. Ule thought that his native town of Rav Amnune was Harpagne, and it turned out to be not Harpagne. It was Pumnare. Now Pumnare was a city where there are many poor people. Harpagne was a city of Psurim, and the reason why there are so many Psurim, because of the abundance of elegant Jews, elegant, assimilated Jews, who tried to be Ma'avir Jews, Al-Dosom. But Pumnare was just a city, it was mentioned before. Pumani le Pumnare, Pumani le Vonimeni, Pumachir le Pumnare, Shem Yisroi Lami. The Bani. Amalei, in case, if you pay the hetek to Pumnare, to the ruler of Pumnare, so, Pumnare, in other words, so you're not there. In other words, that was, they were, at first, when Ule thought that Rav Amnune came from Harpagne, so he was amazed, how is there such another bubble to come from such a terrible thing? But then he found out that he didn't come from Harpagne, he came from Pumnare. From Pumnare. Now, here you have a mess. Now Talmud isn't a mess, because no one knows what Talmud is. But here you have Harpagne, and here you have Pumnare. And mission you have around here, mission. But Talmud is not meant. My Harpagne, what is Harpagne? Omar Abzeire, Har Shehatil Peinde. To Matisintone, Kol Shei Matir Mishpachte Vishifte Nifne Rishon. In other words, if somebody doesn't know his Yechet, and if he has a problem, you know, getting married, so the place was Harpagne. Because in Harpagne, so his status was dubious. So in other words, that Harpagne is a mukomishot. Why? Because there could be redemption even from Shore. But not about. But the truth is who? In other words, from Zeus, less way that comes. Now, so from this tomorrow it appears that the mom there will never be missed. Now, Rabbi Yankefensky in Zagoyer, he raises the question that the Machlekes in Jewish between Rabbi Yanki and Rabbi Yehuda. Thank you. dat van me deed, of een deed van me deed. Van me deed hoe ik zien het heren wat ik was. Zo, het vuren deed, dat is te zeggen, de meeste van het jaar. Zo, man deed hem hoe niet al over de kop. Het meer in me reed deed. Om er een beetje wat ik van hem aan de verachtje al in gemeen deed te hadden. Om alweer het mee te nemen, kon ik me tegen een collega en de leunen naar mijn deur. Zo, mijn kinderen is wat wens to Aderen. Kapoor is van Aderen, voor het naast terug toe. Waar de kon ik er een beetje, om er een beetje, die twee meer aan keier is, en de twee meer af in mijn deur. Nou, voor de toren is wel een boy. Want, de aardig niet, de klote worden in Janaté, voor example. En nu de niet meer op privatiseerde kraai. Zo zei ze maar kwijt zijn, ze doen de zin in de gagon, waar ze de mietje op schreeuwen te draaien, nee, ik ben niet aan het jaar van af. Maar dit keer zijn ze komen aan het draaien, kunnen we gaan jagen. Die mee gaan jagen aan jongen, kunnen we gaan halen. We gaan gommen nemen. Die mee gaan jagen aan wat ze, kunnen we gaan jagen aan de hoop, die mee aan het jaar. Zo zijn ze gagon. Zo, wat ze zijn mee, is maar op de, wil je weet? Zo dat ze de konen ze gagon in de wies nog gieuw. Of schreef niet te strandelen, weet? En de koeien is maar bij. Je weet aan het jagen, akkoorden te benzenen, zo is iemand het zijn broche. Zo de keel is maar de leeuwen, zo je hebt no riboel voor je meet aan het jagen, zo dat niet, je meet aan het jagen, zo is no gieuw. Zo is no gieuw voor schreef niet eerst te strijden. Kiepen is eerst te strijden, ik zeg nou, ik heb. Voor schreef niet eerst te strijden, every day. Je meet aan het jagen, dat nee. En we passen uit benzenen, dat wanneer gaan. Because we passen, dat... that the leaders there is a new club clear to this assignment. So, I mean, that you cannot have, but the Torah is, that the Torah is an Israel. Do for that certain Israel, that the Torah itself declares the last name was in Ole. Like the Israel Israel. Or, clear to this Israel. So according to Rabbi Israel, to the Israel, of the Yogi Mamza, the Kalashet, so Lord is Ole, the main Samashiach is not there. That's one of the Zinato. Wie soll das hier in der Meinung der Ehre getan? Na, hau du in Tatsu, oma rab Juda, oma Shmuel, hau roche, kira gei. Der Brot ist lobe im am Seherin, a toi. A toi. Na, so the question is, So, the question is, why does he say? Oma Robe, vi amu komisheio, senema mi at Caleb gave him, what is the goal in that Shale? So Shale has an end. There is redemption from Shale. We would sue the truth of a family of Mambira. Let's lose the county, let the county go, why let's lose the county, lost it love it, according to the